Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin, and today I'm pulling back the curtain on how institutional sponsors and experienced syndicators actually evaluate markets. This is the stuff you don't see in the marketing materials or the investor presentations. This is the real due diligence process that happens behind the scenes. Now, I've had the opportunity to work with and learn from some of the top sponsors in the business, groups that manage billions of dollars in real estate. And I've also seen how smaller, emerging sponsors operate. And what I've found is that the best sponsors, regardless of size, follow a disciplined, systematic process for market evaluation. They don't chase deals. They don't follow the herd. They have a process and they stick to it. So let's break down that process step by step. Phase one is the macro research phase. Top sponsors start by looking at big picture trends. They're reading economic reports from the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Census Bureau. They're following demographic trends. Where are people moving? What age groups are growing or shrinking? What does that mean for different property types? They're analyzing policy changes. What's happening with tax policy at the federal and state level? What about infrastructure spending? Regulatory changes. These macro factors shape market dynamics. They're looking at industry trends. What industries are growing? Which are declining? Where are those industries concentrated? If you see a major industry shift, like the growth of e-commerce and logistics, or the rise of remote work, that has huge implications for real estate. Top sponsors are also thinking about capital markets. Where are interest rates headed? What's happening with cap rates? What are institutional investors focused on? Understanding capital flows helps you anticipate where competition will be intense and where there might be opportunities. This macro research gives them a short list of markets that align with major trends. They're not looking at every market in the country. They're focusing on markets where macro tailwinds suggest opportunity. Phase two is the data deep dive. Once they have a short list, top sponsors pull comprehensive data on each market. They're subscribing to services like CoStar, REIS, Yardi Matrix, Axiometrics, all the major commercial real estate data providers. But here's what separates good sponsors from great ones. They don't just look at current data. They build historical data sets going back 10, 15, even 20 years. They want to understand how a market performs through full economic cycles. How did vacancy rates behave during the 2008 financial crisis? How quickly did the market recover? What happened to rents? What about the early 2000s recession? The more history you have, the better you understand a market's risk profile. They're looking at supply and demand dynamics in detail. Not just current vacancy and absorption, but historical patterns. Does this market tend to overbuild during expansions? How long does it take to absorb excess supply? What's the typical range for vacancy rates? They're analyzing rent growth patterns. What's the average annual rent growth over the past 10 years? What's the standard deviation? Markets with steady, predictable rent growth are lower risk than markets with volatile rent growth. They're looking at cap rate trends. How have cap rates changed over time? How do they compare to other markets? Cap rate compression can signal that a market is getting expensive and future returns might be lower. For multifamily specifically, they're analyzing supply pipelines in detail. Not just how many units are under construction, but where they're located, what class they are, when they'll deliver, who's developing them. They want to understand competitive dynamics at a granular level. Phase 3 is boots-on-the-ground research, and I cannot overstate how important this is. Top sponsors visit markets multiple times before making significant investments. They're not making decisions from a spreadsheet. They're getting on planes and spending time in the market. They're driving neighborhoods. They're looking at competing properties. They're visiting retail centers, restaurants, entertainment districts. They're getting a feel for the vibe of the place. Is it vibrant and growing, or does it feel stagnant? They're meeting with local brokers, not just one broker, but multiple brokers who specialize in different property types and different submarkets. Brokers have their finger on the pulse of the market. They know what's trading, at what prices, who's buying, who's selling. They're talking to property managers. What are the challenges of operating in this market? What's the labor situation? What are tenants looking for? What are the biggest operational issues? They're meeting with leasing agents. What's demand like? How long does it take to lease units? What concessions are being offered? What are prospective tenants asking about? They're visiting major employers. If possible, they're meeting with economic development offices and chambers of commerce. They want to understand what companies are thinking about the market. Are they expanding? Are they hiring? What challenges are they facing? They're eating at local restaurants, staying in local hotels, talking to people who live and work there. You'd be surprised how much you can learn about a market from casual conversations with locals. This qualitative research is invaluable. It gives you insights you simply cannot get from data. You develop a feel for whether a market is on the way up or on the way down. Phase 4 is relationship building. Top sponsors understand that real estate is a relationship business. They're not just visiting a market once, they're building long-term relationships with local market participants. They're cultivating relationships with brokers who can bring them off-market deals. They're building relationships with lenders who understand the local market. They're connecting with property managers who can help them operate effectively. They're joining local real estate organizations. They're attending local industry events. They're becoming part of the local real estate community. Why? Because the best deals often don't hit the open market. They go to investors who have relationships, who are known and trusted in the market. If you're an outsider who shows up once to buy a property and then disappears, you're not going to get access to the best opportunities. Phase 5 is competitive analysis. Top sponsors want to understand who else is investing in the market and what they're doing. They're tracking institutional investment activity. Which REITs are active in the market? Which private equity firms? What are they buying? At what prices? What's their strategy? If you see a lot of institutional capital flowing into a market, that's usually a positive signal. Institutions have sophisticated research capabilities. If they're investing heavily, they probably see opportunity. But you also need to be careful. If everyone is rushing into a market at once, you might be late to the party. Top sponsors want to be early to mid-cycle, not chasing the peak. They're also looking at what local and regional investors are doing. Local investors often have better information and better relationships than national investors. If local investors are selling, that might be a warning sign. They're analyzing recent transactions in detail. What did properties trade for? What were the cap rates? What were the underwriting assumptions? Are buyers being aggressive or conservative? Phase 6 is stress testing and scenario analysis. This is where top sponsors separate themselves from average investors. They don't just model the base case. They model multiple scenarios to understand their downside risk. What if vacancy increases by 5%? By 10%? What if rent growth is flat for 2 years? What if interest rates increase by 200 basis points? What if a major employer leaves the market? They run these scenarios to understand their risk exposure. They want to know, in a downside scenario, can we still service our debt? Can we still return capital to investors? Or would we be in trouble? Top sponsors also think about tail risks. Low probability but high impact events. What if there's another pandemic? What if there's a major natural disaster? What if there's a significant policy change? They're not trying to predict the future. That's impossible. They're trying to understand their risk exposure and make sure they can survive adverse scenarios. Phase 7 is thesis development. Here's what really separates great sponsors from everyone else. They have a clear investment thesis for every market they enter. They're not just saying, this market is growing, so we're going to invest there. They have a specific point of view about why the market will outperform and how they're going to create value. Maybe their thesis is, This market is attracting young professionals from high-cost coastal markets. These migrants have higher incomes and different preferences than existing residents. There's an opportunity to develop or reposition properties to serve this demographic at higher rents. Or maybe it's, this market has been underbuilt for 5 years due to construction cost challenges. Supply is finally coming back online, but demand has grown faster than supply. There's a window of opportunity before the market reaches equilibrium. The point is, they can articulate why they're investing in a market, and their entire strategy, what they buy, how they underwrite, how they operate, when they exit, aligns with that thesis. This is so important because it provides a framework for decision-making. When you're evaluating a specific deal, you can ask, does this align with our thesis? If yes, proceed. If no, pass. It also helps you know when to exit. If your thesis was based on cap rate compression and you've seen significant compression, maybe it's time to sell. If your thesis was based on rent growth from demographic shifts and those shifts have played out, maybe it's time to take profits. Phase 8 is thinking about the exit from day one. Top sponsors don't just think about buying well, they think about selling well. Who will buy this property in 5 years? What will they care about? What return will they need? What will the market look like? If you're buying a value-add property, your exit buyer is probably someone looking for stabilized cash flow. So you need to execute your business plan and deliver stable occupancy and rent growth. Understanding your exit buyer shapes your entire strategy. It influences what you buy, how you improve it, how you operate it, and when you sell. Top sponsors are also thinking about exit timing. They're not trying to time the market perfectly. That's impossible. But they're thinking about market cycles and trying to sell when conditions are favorable. If you buy early in a cycle and sell mid to late cycle, you can capture significant appreciation. If you buy late in a cycle, you might have to hold through a downturn, which can hurt returns. So here's my advice for you. Adopt this institutional approach even if you're investing smaller amounts. You don't need billions of dollars to think like a top sponsor. Do the macro research. Understand the big trends shaping real estate markets. Read economic reports. Follow demographic data. Think about where the world is going. Do the data analysis. Pull historical data. Understand market cycles. Look at supply and demand fundamentals in detail. Visit markets. Get on a plane. Drive neighborhoods. Talk to local market participants. Develop your own feel for a place. Build relationships. Don't be a transactional investor who shows up, buys a property, and disappears. Become part of the local real estate community. Understand the competition. Know who else is investing and what they're doing. Learn from their strategies. Stress test your assumptions. Don't just model the base case. Understand your downside risk. Have a thesis. Know why you're investing in a market. Be able to articulate your point of view. Think about the exit. Know who will buy from you and what they'll care about. The sponsors who consistently outperform aren't lucky. They're disciplined. They have a process. They stick to it. They don't chase shiny objects. They don't follow the herd. They do the work. And here's the thing. This process takes time. Top sponsors might spend 6 months or a year researching a market before they make their first investment. They're patient. They're thorough. They're disciplined. That patience and discipline pays off. They avoid mistakes. They find better opportunities. They create more value. They generate better returns for their investors. So be patient. Be disciplined. Do the work. Don't rush into a market just because everyone else is investing there. Understand why you're investing. Have a thesis. Execute your strategy. That wraps up our deep dive into how top sponsors evaluate markets. Do your homework, trust your process, stay disciplined, and keep building that passive income. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.